I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bangladesh is still being flooded by heavy monsoon rains. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
It's not just that there was this monsoon or like a hurricane for a week, but since June, it has been raining. So more than 51,000 people in Bangladesh have had to been relocated to emergency flood shelters.
Right now, it's unknown how long these Bengalis will need to take refuge in the shelters.
They have, they're the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent, and they're saying the flooding in Bangladesh is the most serious it's been in 40 years. 700,000 homes, either partially or totally destroyed.
Would you pray wisdom and compassion for these believers as they act as the hands and feet of Christ in this disaster, and pray for a quick recovery once the rains finally do stop? And a couple months ago, we told you about Pastor Takahiro Ami in Japan, who, for the lack of a better place, held his church services in a bar. Well, Joe Hanley with Asian Access has an encouraging update.
So they've now found a new facility. They were able to make a shift from this bar to a new place, and it gives them more access to reaching out. It's actually in a location that is better situated for all of what they're trying to do.
Ami is part of a group of younger pastors dedicated to growing the church in Japan. The goal, says Hanley, is to see churches become as commonplace as convenience stores. And with 55,000 convenience stores in the country, that's a lofty goal. Pray for guidance and strength as they pursue this vision. Read more about Pastor Ami's work and this remarkable story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives that have been transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.